Sean Conrad had a couple of notes for us. Townsend Solitaire flew across the Coleraine baseball field. It landed in the taller pines. There wasn't a convenient spot to park. For a follow-up, it may stick around. There were numerous crabapple trees, so perhaps over in Coleraine you are seeing some a Thompson Solitaire, which is kind of a rare bird in this area. He also saw 20 Bohemian waxwings over there. And speaking of rare birds, Rich down on Hale Lake in south of Grand Rapids said that he had a varied thrush at his feeder, and he sent along a picture of a black gray squirrel, one of those black gray squirrels. This one had a white tip on its tail. We heard from Joel down in Park Lake. He said Park Lake was about 75% frozen this afternoon. The northwest is still about a quarter open. Looked much the same late this afternoon. I'll get a good look tomorrow after dawn and give you a call if it freezes all the way across. And finally, we heard from our good friend Ken Perry, and Ken says from the Brainerd area, we usually expect winter to slam the door sometime around Thanksgiving, so getting snow on Friday was not a big surprise, but I was able to till the garden on Wednesday, and we finished the 37 loads of firewood that went into the wood room in our basement on Thursday. Then, just warm, really enjoyable fall was suddenly over. Last Tuesday, we listened to Tornado Bob talk about the weather models for the upcoming storm. It was interesting that the track predicted through Grand Rapids had not occurred before. It will be interesting to hear his comments in hindsight. Yes, it will. We survived the storm and fortunately never lost power. Our neighbors moved trees off the driveway and plowed us out in hopes that the snow cover will keep the bears in the dens. I have put out our full array of feeders. The only change to note in feeder activity is a slight increase in American goldfinches and a few purple finches. We hope to see more northern birds soon. See you outside. That's our talkback show for this week. As always, if you are observing and compiling, please share your notes with us. We'd love to hear from you.